Hello, I am Arjun Grapadier, and I am conducting my StoryCorps interview. Today is November 26th, 2017, and we are in our house in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, I'm interviewing my father, Anand Grapadier.
Hello, Arjun.
How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for interviewing me today. Mm-hmm. This is Anand Grapadier, the dad of Neil Grapadier and Arjun Grapadier. I'm so excited to be interviewed by you. So let's get on with the program.
Okay, so firstly, I would like to start with a question about your childhood. So tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
Oh, my childhood was wonderful. It was surrounded by friends and families. Our house was always bustling with activity. Lots of people coming in, going out. Lots of friends calling us over, lots of family members coming. My childhood memories are one of fun, one of where we entertained a lot, and one where each member of the family helped the other during times of need.
That's great. So since you already covered the second question, so let's move on to the third. Tell me about a teacher or other adult that impacted your life really greatly while you were growing up.
The two people who greatly impacted my life, one was my math teacher. He brought out the passion in me about math. His class was in trigonometry, and he made trigonometry fun and easy, and that's how I cultivated my desire to pursue math. The other person who has impressed me throughout my life has been my dad. My dad always say, at every stage of your life, you don a different role. When you're a son, you behave like a son. When you are a husband, you behave like a husband. When you're a father, you behave like your father. And all those roles come up with different levels of responsibilities. That message has resonated with me all my life.
So a lot of people now, of course, don't like going to school that much. Did you like going to school when you were young? Why or why not?
Yes, I loved going to school because it was fun. Fun because my best friends were my schoolmates. Mm-hmm. And school and going and spending time with them. And then while having some fun, we also learned a lot during school times. Mm-hmm. I look forward to going to school.
That's great. That's, a lot of kids today, don't really look forward to learning. And that you were looking forward to learning, that's a good thing. So leaning on to ancestry, what are some of the jobs or careers held by past generations in our family?
So when I go back and look at most of our family members, they have either been engineers, bankers, or teachers. Both from mom's side of the family and that side of the family.
Mm-hmm. What specifically did your dad do?
So dad was a banker. He ran a very big bank. He gave out loans to companies, industries, and even microloans to small companies, and then went on to be a president of a small private bank.
So of all the family members you have either known or heard stories about, who do you think lived the most interesting life and why?
I think my grandma. Mm-hmm. My grandma, that is my mom's mom. My mom's mom's story is a wonderful one. She lost her husband when she was 23 years old, and then she had three daughters. One among them was my mom. And after losing her husband, that's my grandma losing her husband, she went on to go back to school and pursued her career. And then she had three daughters, and she brought all those three daughters up. She got them all educated. She found them jobs, and they were all married. And so my grandma is a truly Renaissance woman. My dad told me the one person's advice he takes always in life is my grandma.
So leading on to careers, as you said, your grandmother, you know, went over a lot of obstacles to have a good career. When you were younger, what did you imagine your job would be?
Oh, I always wanted to be a train driver because I love trains. I thought that was the quintessential job that you had for a person to do, because it would allow you to travel to different places. In fact, as a kid, I would go and sit at a railway station and keep on watching trains go by on different platforms. And I always wished when I grew up, I would be a train driver.
Yeah, when I was younger, I thought being a train driver was actually pretty cool. So if you could choose any career ever, what would you pick and why?
If I had to pick a career now, rethinking, I would like to be a medical doctor or surgeon, because that's the noblest of all professions, because it allows you to give human beings a chance of a second life. It allows you to do something that nobody can do. It allows you to create a new future for them through science and medicine, and wish I could do that as a profession, as a doctor.
So share some important lessons you've learned in life.
The most important lesson I learned in life is that you have to be passionate about something. And once you're passionate about something, you need to get a good education to drive that passion. And then you need to work hard and work honestly and work tirelessly to achieving that passion. And if you do that, good things happen. The key is get a passion in life, get yourself educated, work hard and tirelessly, and be honest about it, and good things happen.
What made you realize your passion was engineering?
Oh, my passion was engineering. I realized later when I was in college, when I realized that I was good at math. I was good at doing things which allowed me to take something from math and translate it into something that can change energy, mass, material to do wonderful things. And when I saw what an engineer can do, and I saw the stories of what engineers can create, that got me excited about engineering.
What have you accomplished so far, personally and professionally, both, that makes you the proudest and why?
Oh, the personal accomplishment always triumphs the professional accomplishment. Personally, I have a wonderful family, mm-hmm. a beautiful wife, and two loving boys. And they are all the apple of my eye. Professionally, I'm happy where I am. I want to achieve more, but the key is content. I have achieved a lot, and I say this with a sense of humility, that my peers think very good about me. My colleagues who work with me love to work with me, and I love to work with them. And that is the most important thing in life.
So, what, if you could be remembered as anything, what would you like people to remember you as?
Oh, I would like people to remember me as a husband, a dad, a son, who lived his life exactly the way he should have lived during various stages of life. He was a good son, he was a good husband, and he's a good dad.
And that's a lesson you learned from your dad, right?
Exactly.
So, lastly, but not least, what stage of your life would you relive if you could?
Oh, the stage of life I would like to relive? I always look to the future. And not live the past, but the stage I would like to relive is spending more time with my family, with my sons and my wife.
You still have time for that.
And my mom and dad and everybody who I love so much and who I know, they love me so much.
You still have time for that. You've got a lot of time for that. So you'll be able to relive that. Yes. I guarantee you that. So this has been a great interview. Thank you very much, Dad. I've learned a lot of stuff, actually, surprisingly. You know, I came into this interview thinking, okay, let's get this done. But, you know, I came out a lot more knowledgeable about just you as a person. So that makes me a lot happier.
I love you.
I love you too, Dad.